Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Samech, picking up at the top of the page, five lines down, continuing on with the discussions of the Caesar and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Zok Tahila Gigamara. Amar Le Kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Be'ina de'etzbis lei nahama le lahaychu. I want to prepare a feast. I'm going to make a meal. I was going to attack in Lusa'uda. For your God, I'm going to give him what to eat. No, you're not able to do it. Amai said, why not? Because Nefishe Chelvase, because his army is just too big. He's got too much. You can never bring a sham because he's so big. He's got too many people, too many, you know, army with him. Amalei Ivra, he says, what do you mean? I'll make him a feast. Help me. What should I do? Amalei says, okay. Puk tzveis legida derevisa derevicha alma. Go make this banquet on the banks of the river Revisa, where there's a lot of space. You got to have an open space over there. Right, Rashi points out, because, you know, if Davol's army hang out over there. Really, the real kavana was that it should be in a place where a lot of big winds would happen. Tarach shita yarchikaita, so he worked for 6 months of the summer. After he repaired everything, asa zika kanshe liyama. A wind came and swept it into the sea. Tarach shita yachid esifsa. So then he worked for 6 months during the winter. And again, he got everything ready to go. Asa mitra tabibiyama. Rain came and washed it all into the sea. Amalei mai. Mai hai. So he says, why is this happening? Amalei said back, hani kenoshai zoluchai da'asu kame. These are just like small amounts. It's like the pregame show. Rashi says, "Kenushai is mechabde habayis, like sweepers. Zluchai marbitze habayis b'mayim. Those that throw a little water in the house mipnei avaka ole from the dirt that comes up. Kufarim kalulechol kolze. Amarlei, right? So he's basically right back in the day, they have dirt floors over there, so they would put water in to make sure it would go down. He's saying these sweepers and this water stuff over here, they already took over everything that you prepared." I'm not able to go and do this banquet. He says, because it's too much. I'm not going to be able to do it. He says, exactly, right? The Seder's daughter once said to Yerushim Echranah, Elheichon Nagaruhu, your God is a carpenter. It says, who roofs his attics with water. Tell him that he should make me a reel, which is a contraption which is used in order to spin, to wind newly spun thread into spools. Amar lechayai. He says, okay, if that's what you want. Boy, rachme alav v'in nagai, davenfer, and she ended up having nagayim, having tzaras. Osva b'shukat deromi v'yavila misterisa. You put her in the marketplace of Rome and gave her a reel. Dahavu nehige dechol minaga, deminga, Beromi Yavilei Misterisa. It was the practice that anyone who got leprosy in Rome would be given a reel. For what purpose? How come? And they would go and they would sit in the marketplace and they would wind threads in order what? People that should go and see what's going on, then dam for them to get better. Yom Achad of a Kachalif, someone, David Shua was passing there. Havasyasvi Vasasvi Davlala. And she was sitting, winding the coils and threads in the Roman marketplace. Amalei says to her, Shapirta Misterisa Di'ayv Lecha Elokai? You know, is it a good reel that my God gave to you? Amalei, she said to him, Amalei Lelokach Delishkol Mai Di'avle. Tell him to take back what he gave me. Amalei Eloka Didan Mehav Yoiv Mishka Lo Shakel. A God he gives, but doesn't take back. She says, "Atova mishinith nasta." Once he gave a good, isn't take back a good. Amar Rav Yehuda, shor karsis son, or parsis son, an ox is big belly and has broad hooves. Rav reishe v'rav gnufte. Its head is big and its tail is big. V'chilufa b'chamra. The opposite is when it comes to a donkey. My nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Right between the two. L'mekach menkar. Talking about in reference to business. If someone says his friend an ox, doesn't say what it is. He's to give him one that has those features, or he gives him a donkey, doesn't explain. He's to give him one that has the opposite type of features. V'am Rabbi Yehuda, shor shehikriv Adam Arishon, the ox that Adam Arishon gave is a carbon. Rashi says, idein b'mesechus avodah zarah, like it says in mesechus avodah zarah, that it says there in Daf Ches that the first nightfall he was scared that the world was being brought to an end, because when he didn't have air on the first day, he saw it's getting night. He's like, wow, the world's ending. When morning came, he realized that, oh, that's just the normal way of this of the world. And he brought an ox as a korban. Korban toda, thank you. Karen achas hoysalo b'mitzchah, had one horn on its forehead. Shenemar, as it says, v'titav l'Hashem yishor par makrin mefres. And it says that praise that I sing shall be more pleasing before Hashem than the ox bull horned and hooved. This is Beshur Shalom Rishon Kar, it's talking about. Makrin, tarti mashu, this is what you mean. When it says makrin horned, implies that it two horns. So why are you saying it's only one? Amar Rav Nachman mikeren ksiv. It's written mikeren, the red makrin, it's read mikeren from the horn, from the single horn. V'yamar Rav Yehuda, Shoshik of Adam Rishon, the shore that he brought, karnov kodmos, the process of his horn, came before its hooves. That is, where normally an ox is born with hooves, and then it develops its horns. But this ox was created fully developed, like that of all of creation, and it came out of the ground head first, right? Because it says that the ground should bring about living creatures. Its horns came out before the hooves. Shenemar v'titav l'Hashem mishor par makrin mafris. Like it says, and this shall be more pleasing before Hashem than the ox, bull, horned, and hoofed. Makrin b'risha v'hodamafris. It says the horn first, and then it says hooved. Besidely, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is what Yeshua ben Levi. Damar Yeshua ben Levi. Kol maisa b'rishis b'komosan nivru. All the maisa b'rishis, they were created in b'komosan, its full upright position, like totally, fully mature. B'daitan nivru. They were created according to the Das. She says, Show Diem Shiyivrum Behem the Yuso. Hashem informed them, the Malachim, that they would go and be created, and they were willing. But Sivyosam Nivru, but Sivyonam Nivru, they were created according to their the different characteristics, right? She says, Bidmus Shabachulam, that I was chosen for them. Shademar, Vaihulashman Varat Vachol Tzva'am. Atrik Tzva'am, Elet Sivyonam, which means according to their desire, what they're supposed to be. Okay. Darash of Chanina bar Papa, Yichvod Hashem, Leolam Yisbach Hashem b'Maasav. May the glory of Hashem endure forever. Let Hashem rejoice in His works. Pasuk Zeh, Sar HaOlam Amru. This is the world. This was said by the Sar of the world. This is a Malach that the world was given. Yeah, says Rashi, Malach HaMamuner. He's like set up over this. The world was given over serving Hashem, obviously. It was the main project manager. B'sha Shamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Liminehu B'Ilanos. As soon as he says, according to, regarding the trees after each of its kind, Nasu Deshayim Kal V'Chomer Ba'atzom. The Deshayim, all the vegetables, the herbage, the stuff that grew, made a Kal V'Chomer about themselves. And they said, Im Ritzono Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Irbuvya. If Hashem desired that it should be all mixed up and all confused. Lama amr lemineo bilanus. Why do you say according to its kind by trees? He wanted a distinct species, and therefore it applied to us also. Vold kalvachomer ma ilanus shein darkon lotzis bir buvya. Trees is not the way to come out in confusion. They're big and they spread their branches wide, and they can't grow very close together, but have to be separated. So they have no identity. Amar kodesh baruch lemineo anu alachas kamokam. The asu do grow together in a very close way, like different species of grass and herbs with no natural need to be separate. If they would grow close together, then you wouldn't recognize their species. How much more so it's for us? Miyad kolach ve'echad yatzal mino. It came out of its own, according to its own kind. Pasuk sar olam ha'amar, the master of the world, of the minister of the world, praised Hashem, saying, Yichvod Hashem li'olam, Yismach Hashem ha'asav. Right? That is because, like Rashi says, Shekul and Zahir and Ritzosav, everything did what it was supposed to do. Boy, Ravin asks, Kirkav Shnei Deshayim Zeh Al Gav Zeh. Let's say if someone grafted two types of Deshayim, two types of herbs, one into the next, beep, turn the page. Samech Amud Beis. L'Rebbe Chanina Bar Papa Mao. Rashi explains, L'Rebbe Chanina Bar Papa, Da'amar Midaitan Yasu Deshayim L'Mineim. They've made a Kavachomer for themselves, V'lo Nitztavo Kach. They weren't commanded to that. So Mao L'Harkiv Zebazeh. Is there an issue of Kilayim? Because they weren't commanded to be like that. They'd be done on their own. Kevin Lo Katsavu L'Mineim wasn't said according to in the Pasuk L'Mineo. So therefore, Lo Mechayiv, there's no problem of Kilayim. Well, Dilma, maybe, Kevin the Hiskim Idayu, since Hashem consented to their what they did, Like, okay, they agreed with them. Therefore, then it's like, it was as if it was said that they have to be in their own species. Hashem gave the green light with that. It's like, oh yeah, it makes sense what you're saying. It says, Gemara Teku. Good question. We'll leave it at that. Hashem Bazi Rami. We got Pesukim that contradict one another. It says in one place, there are two great big luminaries, which sounds like they're the same size. Rashi says, and then we have, it says something else. It says a big one and a small one. How does that make sense? Says the Gemara. The moon set in front of Hashem. Ribono shel olam. You could have two kings that are ruling with the same crown. Hashem said, you know what? You're right. Make yourself smaller. Oh, Amar Lefanav, he says, Ribono shel olam, Hashem, ha'ol v'amarti lefanecha davar hagun, amit tasasmi, because I said something that was fitting. It makes sense what I said. So why would it be that I should become smaller? Amalai says, okay, l'chiyu m'shol b'yom v'layla. I say, oh, I'll give you two things. You can rule during the day and during the night. I says, nechameh, it's like a consolation. Because sometimes even during the day, you can see the moon. But during the night, you don't see the sun. Amalai says back, well, how's that going to help? My revu say, how am I going helping anything? The shraga b'tiara, my honey, what is a candle going to do during the daytime? Rashi says, ner b'tzarayim, in omer, it doesn't give anything. Amalai says, okay, fine. Zil limnu bach Yisrael yom shanim. The yidn are going to count the days and the years through you. Amalei says, okay, but yom anami. But then also does that. Does anyone says yom means the chama. Eif shadlo manu be tkufosa. They can't. How do they do the tkufos of winter, spring, summer, fall? Rashi says tkufos nimim lechama v'al tkufa ma'avrinas hashana. Bisanhedrin. So Dhsiv Hayu Laosas the Modum Yom Lushanim. So what are you saying? I thought I'm doing it. Zil Likri Tzadikim Ishmech. It says, okay. So it says, go, the Tzadikim will be called by your name. How so? Yaakov Hakatan. Rash says, Mi Yakum Yaakov ki katanu. The Pasuk says in Amos. How Yaakov survived? He's small. Although in simple meaning Yaakov refers to the Jewish people, when it says katan, it's talking about Yaakov Avinu himself. Katonti mikola chasadinu mikola emes. Shmuel hakatan. David hakatan. As she says, mikrohu b'shmuel. Chazil delokam yasva daite. But he saw that the moon still didn't feel good. It felt bad. Amar kodesh baruch hu. So Hashem said, Haviu kapara alai shemiyatati asayirech. Bring, he says to the Jewish people, he says, bring a kapara for me that I made the moon smaller. Amazing. This is Hashem speaking. Why is it by the sire, the goat, the Rosh Chodesh, is different than the other musaf goats? It says for Hashem, is said in reference to it. This sayer is a kapara for me, making the moon smaller. Ravasi Rami, Ravasi brings a pasuk. We got a problem with pasuk. It says that the earth brought forth vegetation on the third day of the week. But it says that all the plants of the field were not yet on the earth on the eve of Shabbos, on day 6. How do you put them together? That is that they came up on day 3 and they remained at the portal of the ground, like ready to break through. Until Adam Rishon came along and he prayed for them. He davened that it should come up. Then rain came down and it fell and it sprouted. His desire is a field of righteous people. He had a garden. He put seeds, but it didn't sprout. He prayed, rain came and it sprouted. He says, this is like the teaching of Ravasi said. He likes that. Amar Rav Chanan Barava, Hashesua burial b'fnei asma. The Shesua is its own burial. It's its own type of creation. Sheyesh l'shnei gabin u'shnei shidraos. It has two backs and two spines. Uchi Moshe Rabbeinu kinigiyaya oblistariyaya. Was Moshe Rabbeinu kinigiyaya oblistariyaya? Was he a hunter? Was he an archer? As she said, sat chayos b'kinigon. Or more bakeshes l'chayos. When I know you bucky b'chayos halalu, sheino adam bucky b'im. How is he an expert in animals if people don't know? Mikan shuva la'omer ein Torah min Shamayim. This is an answer for those who say that the Torah doesn't come from Shamayim. Go write down this teaching using the words Kinigi Balastiri and your Agada, but explain them in writing also. Rashi says a very eloquent type of Lashon, okay, that we're using here. Now, Chamesha Sarni Plishtim Hazasi Vashdori Vashdodi Ashkeloni Hagisi Akroni Vavim. When it's talking about different parts of Eretz Yisrael that were unconquered at the time Yeshua, at the time Yeshua died, it says the territory of the five princes of the Plishtim, the Gizi, the Ashdodi, the Ashkeloni, the Giti, the Akroni, and the Avim. Amr Chamesha V'chashiv Shitza. The pasuk starts by saying five princes, and they count six. How does that make sense? Rabbi Yochanan, Arunki Shalem Chamisha. The Arunki, the distinguishing among them, were actual princes, were only five. The land of Avim was just somebody came in Agav. And she says that Chashuv Mishalem only five, that was less Chashuv. Amal Rav Chesal, Rabbi Techlifa Bar Avin, Ksov Arunki Ba'agada Techaparsha. Write down the words Arunki in your collection of Agadah, but explain it in writing. Apliya Derab, this argues, it goes different than Apliya Derab, and Rav's explanation of these are different than Rav Yonasan. Dama Rav, Avim Mitamenbo. The Pasuk says five Plishtim princes, because the Avim that mentioned afterwards actually came from Taman and were not really Plishti. Tanya Namayachav Bryce supports this. Avim Mitamenbo, Velominikar Shaman, Avim Sheifsu Es Mekomen. Because they brought destruction on their homeland by abandoning it and living with the Plishtim. So the word itself is a lashon of like destruction. Yasum Yisham Nesafsu Shenecha, we get destroyed. Tavar Acha Avim Sheivu Lelo Kosarbe, Lelo Hosarbe. They desired many gods. Yeah. Okay. Anyone who saw them would be grabbed with trembling, with fear. Amar of Yosef, v'islu shithsere dare shine l'chokhar v'chad. Each and every one of the Avim had 16 rows of teeth. Okay, what does that mean? Rashi shur shel shinayim. The Maral says it means they were cannibals. Okay. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Harbi Mikosh Shiruyan Lisrof. There are many psukim in the Torah that when you read it, like in a very simple level, seem to be like they should just be burnt. Rashi says, Yesha Doma Lakarain, Shemun Lisarif. People look at it like, what's the point of them? Shalaya lo Likosvam. Shouldn't be written. Shemun Sarah Matar. It's not necessary to have them. Vaginayu Lachabran Megadusha. Why are you putting along with the other things? Vahain Hain Gufi Torah. But these specific verses are actually essential parts of the Torah itself that we can learn things from. Rashi says, Ta'amim Gedolim Tluim Bam. Hashakachashava Azalhu Atsuf Shmaitza. Okay, and here we go. A few different ideas to bring out that point. The Avim Yoshim Chatarim Ad Aza. The pasuk says in Devarim, it's telling about the inhabitants of these cities. They're called Avim. They're actually different peoples who repossessed the land of Avim. The Avim Yoshim Chatarim Ad Aza. The Avim who dwell in open cities until Gaza. And the pasuk continues and says, "Kaftorim hayotze mikaftor hashmidum v'yishu tachtam." The kaftorim who went out of Kaftor destroyed them and dwelled in their place. May nafka lan mina. Well, who cares? Why are you telling us this whole thing? Why is this even relevant to us in the slightest? So it says, "Ilav mekomen shel elu haya, alu makom acherim ve'elu gershem." What do I care where they actually where they're from, where they go? Avimelech la'Avram. Since Avimelech was the Melech Plishtim, he made Avram swear, "Im tishkor li ulenini ulenachti," that you will not deal falsely with me, nor my son, or my grandson. And these generations hadn't passed, and they're enjoying. They weren't allowed to throw them out of their cities. Rashi says, "Vaday lo avru ador," the generations hadn't passed yet. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Lesu kaftorim lifku mi'avim dahainu plishtim." Let the Kaftarim come first and conquer this territory from Avim who are Plishtim. And then the Jews can come and they can conquer from the Kaftarim because they were under the swear not to get rid of the first ones.
The pasuk says, we just read, Chesbon was the city of Sichon, the Amorite king. He waged war with the first king of Moab and took all his land from control until Arnon. My nafkamino, who cares?
He said, don't attack Moab at all. They're not allowed to go and wage war with them because this territory, even though it's part of Eretz Yisrael, let it be that Sichon was Melech. Sichon from Amori come and conquered Moab. Let's just overcome Sichon. Then we can go and get rid of Sichon. Behind the Amor of Papa, Amon and Moab Tiru b'Sichon. The part of the territory of Amon and Moab were purified by Sichon, is prepared to be occupied by the Yidden.
Another pasuk: Sidon Yikru leChermon Sirion. The pasuk says in Devarim that the Sidon would call Chermon Sirion, and the Amorim would call it Sinir. Who cares?
Tana, Sinir v'Sirion mehari Eretz Yisrael. There are the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, but the Torah says that the Sidonians and the Marin attach these names to Hermon. Melamed, Jekolach v'Echad, Rimus Olam, Halach Ubanav lo krach gadolats, and they made themselves their own cities. V'halalo al shem hari Eretz Yisrael, named it after one of the mountains of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Har Hermon stood at the border separating one from the next. Each of these nations built a city on the slopes and named the city after one of the mountains in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
L'lamedetcha shafil hari Eretz Yisrael chavivin al umas olam. Tell you that even the mountains of Eretz Yisrael are beloved to the nations of the world. Right? That is, land on a mountain is not as usable as on flat land. Since they named their cities after those mountains of Eretz Yisrael, we see they admired even the least desirable part of the land, which is not even a lot of people there.
The Egyptian people relocated to different cities from one end of Egypt's border to the other.
What difference does it make? The significance, what does it matter?
He did this so his brothers shouldn't be called exiles.
That is, that Yosef was scared that later on, after his death, the Egyptians would describe his brothers as exiled, descended from exiles. To prevent this, he forced the entire nation of Egypt to resettle, making everybody exiles. That's why he moved everybody all around, so his brothers wouldn't feel like they're exiles.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.